السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing on our subject, and that is, we are going to be reviewing the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before it slips my mind, if someone wants to learn or have a deep understanding of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is a book written by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayh, and is known as his Shama'il Tirmidhi. This is Shama'il Mahmudiyya. It is discusses the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is written by Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayh, who has written one of the six famous hadith books called Sunan al-Tirmidhi. In there, he gives it's a book that has detailed ahadith mentioning the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his physical features to his akhlaq, his demeanor and how he used to deal with things, and many, many more things. So, if anyone has a desire to have a deep understanding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the man, the individual, the person, the personality, then you can find it in his book. We will be quoting some ahadith from there as well. Now, this book is a very famous book, and it is translated in most languages you want to find. You'll find it in most languages, so it's a very easy book. You can find a PDF online as well. You can find them in bookstores all over the place. So we were talking about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He says, and as I said, Allah put the stamp, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that you are on a great character. He has the great and the best character, to the such a point that Aisha radiallahu anha, when talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and talking about his behavior and his mannerism, said he is like Qur'an. So now we understand Qur'an talks about all these good things and what you should and shouldn't do. That is who Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Meaning his character was such that it was just like Qur'an. That's how he was. In one place in Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. So this is a quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a quality of a true mu'min. And that is that when we see others in difficulty, when we see others, meaning Muslims, in difficulty, it is hard on us. We can't take it. You know, it's not limited to what's happening in Palestine. You know, we sit here and every one of us feels a sense of pain. We live in comfort. Maybe it's a little too cold right now. But for them, they have no roof over their heads. They don't know if they're going to have food the next day. We don't even know if they had food tonight. And we feel it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beyond that. That is someone who is being oppressed, so we feel pain. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's character was such that just the tiniest little thing that would bother the Sahaba or the Mu'mineen, it would bother him. It would be hard on him to take, to such a point that we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself loved to do miswak. He loved miswak, and he felt that every single believer should do it because of its benefits. There's so many benefits in miswak. But because he did not want to cause difficulty on the ummah, knowing they might not be able to fulfill it and do it, he did not make it something that was compulsory on us. That is out of his compassion. But he knows this is good for them. He knows this is good for us. But it would bother him to know that because of him, we had to go through some difficulty. So azizun alayhi ma anittum, harisun alaykum. He was very, very greedy upon us. Meaning, he wanted us all to succeed. And he, you know, when you want to see someone succeed, for the most part, it's our own children that we do this a lot with. We just keep telling them, just trust me, just do what I'm telling you to do. Go to sleep, wake up, go to school, trust me, this will be good for you. Harisun alaykum. It would bother him to the point that in Quran Allah says, are you going to kill yourself when people don't accept iman? Like, it would bother him to that extent that he was so greedy on making sure that each and every one of us, up till the day of Qiyamah, would try to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the best of their ability. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when describing himself for the rest of the people, especially to the Sahaba, he says, I am holding you by your waist. I am holding you by your waist. While you know you're going towards the fire, I am so hirs on you. I have so much greed. I want to make sure you succeed and you don't go into Jahannam. I'm holding you by the waist, pulling you back. That was our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that will be our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we pass away and we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, when every Nabi will worry about themselves. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will stand at that bridge. He will stand at that bridge and he will say, Ummati, Ummati, again, showing his hirs, his desire over us. So the least we can do is try to emulate him to the best of our ability. In another place, when talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ. If we had made you harsh, stern, hard-hearted, لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ هَوْلِكَ. People would have turned away from you. They wouldn't have come to you. So that teaches us that if we want to teach people and we want to explain things to people, and remember, I say this, we have to also remember there are different times when there needs to be sternness. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stern too, when need be. But his predominant and default setting wasn't that he was stern right away. His default was that he was very soft, really soft natured, and he had a lot of tahammul. He would tolerate a lot of things. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had I made you that way, stern, hard hearted, لَنْفَدُّ مِنْ هَوْلِكَ, they would not have wanted to be around you, they would not have learned from you. So forgive and forget them. Forgive and forget whatever they do towards you. Because Allah made him such. So, inshallah, today, we're going to say one hadith, like as I mentioned, it's mentioned in the Shama'il of Imam Tirmidhi, rahmatullah alayh. And it is a long hadith, it's pretty hard for me to memorize every single Arabic. So, we'll just go over it. And I know as I'm going over it, I may look like I'm reading a book, because I really am reading my notes. But I want each and every one of us to listen to what is being said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see how much of it we currently apply and how much of it we need to work on. This narration specifically is Hussein radiallahu anhu. He asked his uncle who used to be able to describe the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very eloquent manner. And he said about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he was in constant worry. Always in thought, he was never at ease. Now, unlike many of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove any stress, anxiety, frustrations we may have, they're worldly related. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it is said about him that he was never at ease, it is not talking about some worldly matter. Some worldly thing is happening to him, he has multiple wives, one of them are feuding. This is not what it's talking about. It's talking about that he was never at ease when it came to you and I. It would always bother him. He wanted to make sure that each and everyone, especially in that era, everybody had iman. This would really bother him. It would bother him to the point where he would never feel peaceful. Now we need to ask ourselves. We all work, some of us, I'm blessed, I get to work in an environment where we're all Muslims. Some of us work in an environment where people are not Muslims. Do we feel something in our heart when we see them going about their day and they have no iman in them? This was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, constantly making dua of hidayah. So this is something we need to instill within ourselves as well. Is it that we want success just for ourselves? We want success in hidayah for them as well. So the least we can do is feel it within our heart, that we feel at unease that, you know, my colleague, my friend, such a nice person, you know? They're such a great person. good character. I deal with them. They deal with me so nicely. They got my back. I got their back. But do you have their back when you don't give them dawah? I'm not saying every individual needs to go give dawah. You should have that ability. That's our job, our responsibility. This is something Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled within every companion. The ability to teach others about Islam. So the least we can do is have some fikr, some worry, some concern over the iman of those who are around us. The character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he would not always be talking. He remained silent for lengthy moments, just quiet, observing. I tell people, learn to observe and understand things. When you're talking too much, then you're not really observing what's going on around you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character was such. Now, I'm not saying this is a part of my character and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but I tell the students all the time, and they can attest to this fact, I'm always looking, I'm always paying attention. And right when it's the moment to say something, I always catch them. Because learning to observe, this was the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not speak unnecessarily. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to speak, he used to start with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to end with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this hadith is lengthy, so I'll say one more thing about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we'll continue tomorrow. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with a specific quality. It is called Jawami'ul Karim. He had this unique ability to say such concise speech, but have such profound meaning. He had the ability to say such concise speech, but have such profound meaning. Many a times people have the ability to talk on days on end, but they have no meaning in their kalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to inculcate some of these, if not all of these qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.